This month, Washington is opening its first pot shop since we legalized marijuana last year. It's been the hot topic at the diner, almost as polarizing as global warming and affordable health care. Two topics Anita, the current owner, has turned into gold by changing her menu to include Obama omelets, polar bear burgers. No doubt we'll be seeing killer cannabis hot wings and other items shortly. The diner is a regular debating site at most breakfasts and lunches. At least indigestion isn't blamed on Big Larry's cooking. Marijuana hadn't exactly been a scarce commodity down here, legal or not, although if you listen to Charlie Griper's apoplectic rants that legalizing the stuff will lead society inexorably down the toilet, you'd think liberals had just cloned a few plants from terrorist pals in Afghanistan and smuggled them onto the island. How are you going to keep it out of the kids' hands when we let dopeheads sell the stuff right up north? Might as well hand it out in the high school cafeteria. Harley Bob laughs. Charlie, trust me, they won't buy it at the Bud Hut. They'll get it for half the price where they get it now. It's not like buying rot-gut moonshine when you can pay more for something that doesn't blind you and tastes like turpentine strained through a dirty sock. What are you talking about, Bob? We just told them it's okay to fry their heads when we legalized it. We classified it as one of the most dangerous drugs out there as long as I lived. Now we're supposed to think what? It's okay? Like taking an aspirin? Jeez, give me a break. I guess you put too much trust in the government, Charles. Bob laughs, knowing Charlie's a card-carrying anti-government Tea Party member. Charlie practically gags on his cheese glacier melt, a meal vaguely reminiscent of those Here's Your Brain on Drugs commercials a few years back. Laugh all you want, Bob. You'd laugh if they legalized heroin. Bob taps his empty coffee cup for a refill. Hit me again, Brenda, he calls over to our morning waitress, and hold the meth this time. Yes, it's a new day down at the South End.